Syrup, or Maple Finance, could be on the verge of a big move, and we've had a premium member of the Rise Up community ask for an update on its chart, so let's take a look. Now, Syrup on the daily time frame has been breaking out bullishly from this descending wedge pattern, which does tend to break out to the upside. It's a bullish formation. Currently, though, if we look closely at these daily candles, you can see the bears are slamming the bulls down with these long wicks right at resistance of this line of our Fibonacci retracement tool, which is the name of this kind of rainbow colored tool here that helps you find support and resistance levels, as well as the 55-day exponential moving average, this blue line. So the key area of resistance for Syrup to get above is roughly 45 cents, because then the bullish breakout of this pattern will be allowed to really begin its run. Now, we can see here that on the daily time frame, momentum is still bearish, but the relative strength index shows neutrality, and also we're not even in overbought territory on the stochastic RSI. So from those two indicators, plenty of room to run, and also we get a different picture when we zoom in on the shorter term timeframes for the MOXIE. Because the MOXIE indicator on the short term timeframe is actually green, it's bullish. And you can see how we've had long signals, short signals, long signals. The bulls and the bears are really fighting themselves here. So if the bulls can maintain momentum, the bears should weaken, and we should be able to get that blast off, as we have been getting long signals here as well, and are currently being, you know, suppressed by the 200 exponential moving average on shorter term timeframes as well, with this being the 8-hour chart, if I didn't say that earlier. And also on the weekly time frame for Syrup, we can see that we have been finding support on the 21-week exponential moving average while the stochastic RSI has been in oversold territory. Typically, that's a good time to be dollar cost averaging into an asset when you are oversold on your weekly stochastic RSI and finding support on major exponentials. But also candlestick-wise, this is a doji candle. This is a reversal candle at the end of a bearish consolidation, typically a sign that you're going to get a reversal as well. Not always, but typically a sign. And the breakout target for Syrup, if it's allowed to have this run out of this descending wedge, is back up to just above its high at roughly 68, 69 cents. Honestly, I'd be interested in selling this, and I do have a position in Syrup because of what we're seeing on the charts here. I'd be interested in selling Syrup anywhere between 60 cents to 70 cents myself. And if you would like to join the Rise Up community, you can do so totally for free. I'll follow the link on my profile page. If you want to become a premium member, though, and request TA requests from me, get a whole bunch of free digital downloads, get discounts to courses, all that good stuff. There are free trials also, but then it's $30 a month. But you can find all that information in the link at the Rise Up community as well. Have a good day. Do good things. Be good people. Make a bunch of money.